The controversy right now about same-sex marriage and the church stance on same-sex marriage. The president coming out and saying that he is not opposed to same-sex marriage. Do you feel your congregation's supporting the president or not supporting the president because of this issue?
I'll be more than happy to answer.
If I talk, I'm going to get in trouble. You talk.
Well, this is Kirk talking, and I'm not a pastor. Neither is Mr. Obama. Neither is President Obama. He's not our pastor, so it's not for me to look to him to give me spiritual advice, nor do I think that it should be something that's looked at as the church's stance. I don't think that the church should be put in a position of having all this power. You know, the church shouldn't be looked at as power. I mean, the church is not greater than people that go to a club, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all people that are all God's creation. And so if God is the creator, then I believe that we all should look to him to give us the template of how we should live our lives.
And Donnie and Marvin, there's a movement of black pastors, and it's in the news today. There's a movement of black pastors who are coming out against President Obama because of his stance on same-sex marriage.
I think the key thing that all of us must understand is that marriage was established before each and every last one of us got here.
That's right.
And you can't change the template. No matter how we try to legislate it, vote it in and or out, the template is the template. And God has already defined how he wanted marriage to be put into place. So
my question is, is the church still going to support President Obama come November?
Well, I can't speak for the church overall. You know, it's based on everybody's individual convictions.
Right.
I would be remiss trying to speak for the church large.
Right. Yeah.
Myself, you know, I am the conventional. I believe in what the Bible says about, you know, man being made for woman and then the two becoming one flesh. I'm not pro-politics. My thing is, I've got to make sure that I lead the congregation in the way that the Bible has already stipulated.
Right.
And don't stray from it. Not promoting nor detracting people from, but just giving them what the Bible says and what God wants.
Can we also add to this, Tom, is that we also want people to know that we believe in everything that the Bible says. We believe about what the Bible says about pride.
Absolutely.
We believe about what the Bible says about hate. We believe what the Bible says about arrogance. You know, we believe what the Bible says about humility and meekness and love and truth. So what we don't want to do is to see what's happening within the culture. The four of us, we don't want to start isolating these issues and to try to biblocentrically try to interpret what they are. We just want to see it all is all. That the same standard that I'm held to as a married man is the same standard that he's held to as a single man or a straight man or a gay man, because we're not the standard.
Right.
And because we're not the standard, it's not for us to be pointing fingers at each other, because while we're so busy trying to make sure that God is on our side, all of us, gay or straight, we need to make sure that we're on God's side.